Welcome to the very first episode of This Week in Health Tech.
Woohoo!
I'm your host, Jimmy Kim, and what you just heard right there is from my co-host and actually the brainchild of this whole thing, Vic Patel. Vic Patel, say what's up to everybody.
Hey, Jimmy, what's going on, man? Finally, hey?
Finally. What people don't know is that we've been actually trying to work at this for a little while, and you know, I think just like anything that is worthwhile in doing, you know, things take a little bit of time, a little bit of trial and error, but we're here now, right?
We are here at 9:40 p.m. on a Tuesday night, so I think it's working.
It's working.
You know what? We, like you said, we have been trying to get together. We talked about it. We've been trying to get this podcast going, and finally, I think we had to figure out our schedule, right? I mean, once we get on a schedule, which we now have decided we'll do it every Tuesday and Wednesday nights every week, hopefully before you know, hey, we'll have a bunch of podcasts out there.
Absolutely. And look, just a little quick introduction of the both of us, but you know, if you don't mind, I'll get started real quick. You know, as I mentioned, my name is Jimmy Kim, and I'm actually super noob to this whole health tech industry, and I'm ready to learn. I'm ready to learn from you and from our guests and all the topics that we're going to hit. But really, you, as I mentioned, you are the brainchild to all of this. This was your idea, and I think a fantastic idea. Why don't you tell us why you came up with this idea, why you wanted to do this in the first place, and how you just got into this industry?
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I think everybody's coming out with a podcast. So, you know, why not us?
Why not us?
But I think, Jimmy, I have been thinking about this whole idea about podcasts for more than 6 months, to be honest with you. I think we have been working on our blogging, our marketing, but I feel like podcast maybe an easier way to get guests on this program, to share their ideas, to talk about different topics, just talk about the latest news, and you know, more importantly, the challenges that everyone faces in their organizations, and then hopefully we can discuss some of those challenges that I'm sure everyone else out there is facing, and maybe we can come up with some, you know, talk about some potential solutions for some of those challenges.
And that's great. You know, I'm all on board. Like I said, I'm the noob between the two of us, and I'm ready to learn about it. So
you're a quick learner, though. I know that.
I will try. And me even just kind of delving into the world of health tech and doing my own research, there is a lot. I just always thought of health tech as you know, things that you'd wear on your wrists, like watches. You know, I thought of health tech as like, you know, now I'm starting to see a lot of like those medical apps that are coming out where you could speak to doctors and nurses and telehealth. I don't know. See, I'm a noob, right? And but there is much more to this than meets the eye, at least to my eye, anyway. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what health tech is?
Oh, there is a lot more that goes on behind the scenes. I mean, especially for technology. Yeah, I mean, you're right. What you usually see is if you go to a doctor's office, there's obviously a computer in his office that is hopefully typing some notes on there or checking your medical record, which sometimes takes them forever to pull those medical records, if they are lucky. A lot of them still use those old file folders and whatnot, but most hospitals nowadays, they definitely have an EHR system in place, an electronic health record system in place. But even then, there's a lot of things behind the scenes. For example, how does your lab result, by the time you walk into the hospital and you register, and let's say you're going to the hospital to get your lab work done, from the point of registration to going to the lab department to get your lab drawn, that information about you has to be transferred to that department, right? They need to know, hey, Jimmy Kim's coming over to get this lab drawn. And then once you draw the lab, once you get the lab test done, those results then have to be sent back to the physician that actually ordered it, and then hopefully back to you. Like, all these things, they happen behind the scenes. And this is just one example that typically most people don't know about, or you, and they shouldn't really, right? You shouldn't really care about how that all happens, but it should be easy enough that you can actually see it on your phone, or you can see it in different, but even that, we're definitely lacking. And we'll get more into all those challenges that we are facing in healthcare tech. But yeah, there's a whole bunch of things that hopefully we can bring to light on this podcast.
Right, and that's and th those are the things that we're going to be talking about. Things that happen behind the scenes that a lot of like health tech people in the health tech industry know about. Maybe not laymen's like myself that know. And there are also a lot of problems that we're going to be discussing. Right? Could you detail some of the problems and some of the things that you might see in the health tech industry?
Oh, I think one of the big challenge, I mean, if you think about it, you have your bank account on your phone, I'm sure, right? Do
Yes. I don't know if I should put that information out there, but I do. I have it on my phone.
Oh, I mean, let's be honest, everybody does. And we transfer money to each other with few clicks on our phone. I mean, it's so easy, but so you can transfer money, you can buy things online, you can order a driver and a car. I'm talking about Uber and Lyft, right? You can do those things instantly, and you can actually watch the car as it comes to your place. But I think as simple as seeing your medical record, like it's just data, that's still not doable for most part. Like it's still, you have to go through so many hurdles to just get your printout of your medical record. You have to go to your doctor's office, and then they may only have part of the medical record. And then if you had some things done at the hospital, they only have part of the medical record. I mean, come on, it's 2019. I mean, we'll almost be in 2020, and we still can't have our own patient chart on our phone. I mean, that's unbelievable. So if you're talking about, if you're asking me about challenges, I mean, that's number one goal. It's about patient care. It's about the patient. I mean, let's solve this big issue that's in front of us.
And talking about solving that issue, I think it boils down to would you say like strategy, like the strategy and the planning portion of it? Like that's something that is probably overlooked. We looks like it sounds like we have the technology to put these things together, but we don't have the strategy, we don't have the implementation, we don't have the ability to implement these things. Wouldn't you say so?
It starts definitely with strategy, right? You, as a director of IT or as a CIO of a health system, you definitely need a strategy to think about, okay, how am I going to make sure that not only the systems internally in our hospital can talk to each other, can share the data easily, but how am I also going to do that with my neighboring hospitals, long-term care, clinics, and hopefully make it easy for the patients. And not hopefully, we should strategize in a way that it is easy for our patients to get their medical record. And this is where the strategy comes into place, right? How are you? One thing that's available now and that should be looked into with AWS, Amazon Web Services, Google, and Microsoft Cloud. I mean, these three big players, they actually have a lot of functionalities and APIs in the cloud that can be used by healthcare. So, taking advantage of all those functionalities that are available in the cloud, but you have to have a strategy in a way so that, okay, your medical record, your patient data securely is available through some of these cloud providers, securely to your patients, and it's all tracked so that it's logged for privacy and it's obviously very secure. I mean that's where, having it in the cloud and taking advantage of the resources that the big three have definitely helps. So yeah, I mean, I think you're absolutely correct. It definitely starts at the strategy, and then how you execute that strategy is the next step.
Yeah, and I can't wait to learn more from you and from the different guests that we're going to have on the show. that are gonna be talking about this. You know, we get to hear the problems live and hear the solutions to it. Because the bottom line, as you have mentioned, it's really about the patient and giving a patient care.
I love this. Yeah. You're getting really excited about this whole. I think, and again, you know, this is the first episode, right?
We're just literally chipping away at it. And
we're
like,
just chipping away at it.
And this first episode is literally just an introduction. You know, I'm sitting with the expert, and I'm the layman, and I'm already learning so much. And what I found interesting, this is actually a statistic that you sent me, which is the amount of money that's in health tech. Honestly, I had no idea. No idea.
Oh, it's huge.
It's huge. It's huge. And you know, for me as a layman and as that patient, I think to myself, that is we're talking. What do you think? You think we're talking millions, billions of dollars?
It was in the billions. I think. Yeah, I remember now. So I sent you the IT communication budget on an annual basis. Just the communications budget was around $6 billion.
Wow. $6 billion, and this just on the communications.
Just on the communications part. Mm-hmm. So if you think about it, I mean, in terms of if you are in healthcare and if you are a CIO of a big healthcare system, okay, you have a big budget, and now you know a lot of that goes towards the communication. Well, communication is in a lot of different ways. I mean, you have your phones, you have your notification and alert systems. So there's a lot of VoIP technologies obviously now available in the hospital. So if there are any critical results, they immediately alert the doctor or the nurses through different devices, whether it's through the phone or there's different devices that you can actually wear, and it'll beep and it'll send you a message right there on those little screens. But, you know, so I think it starts again with the strategy on, okay, how are we going to take advantage of this budget for communications? And so that all these systems are communicating effectively, but at the end of the day, it's also helping our main goal, which is actually assisting our patients and making sure that it's easy for them to get their results, to get their medical record. Mm-hmm. And integration is a huge part of this, right? Systems interoperability is definitely going to grow, because whether you are in hospital A that's using, let's say, a system like Epic, and if you are at hospital B that's using Meditech, and hospital C is using Cerner, I'm just naming some of the big players for the EHR systems. It shouldn't matter to the patient that I had this test done over here at this hospital, or I went to this clinic that was using this ambulatory EHR, whether it was Allscripts or NextGen or GreenMay. How do we strategize in a way? How do we allocate some of those communication dollars that we can use maybe an on-prem and a cloud solution, or maybe a hybrid solution that so that the devices in-house can talk to each other through the on-prem integration solution, and then the external partners can use the cloud solution to talk to and access your organization's data without affecting the security of your organization in any way, because they are actually connecting to the cloud API.
Right, right. I can't say that I got all of that, but I'm sure someone. Obviously, you know, it shows how knowledgeable you are, and it shows how passionate you are about this. And, you know, I would love to know, you know, just before we close out this episode, is where do you think we are in terms of health tech and how we can better serve the patients? Are we at the beginning? Are we in the middle? Are we almost there?
I would not say that we are anywhere close to being there. But you know what? I think we are moving in the right direction, right? So there is a new standard that's come out, and So let me give you a little bit of background in terms of how most of the patient data is exchanged today. And so most of the data today is pushed. So whenever, for example, if you get a surgery done, all your reports for the surgery, whether and all the results, so you may have a bunch of lab results associated related to that surgery. You may have some radiology reports. You may have a discharge summary. Now, all these things are typically pushed to the other systems from whatever system was initially recording that result, right? So if it was the lab system or if it was the radiology system, then it goes to the main HI, the main EHR system, the HIS system, and then it goes to the physician. It's all pushed, which is fine. But that means there's a lot of traffic when you don't really need to have that traffic at that time. Because you had a surgery a couple days ago and you are going to visit your physician a week later just to make sure everything's okay after the surgery and post-op checkup and all that. Well, with the new standard that's coming, that's actually already out, but and it's being adopted slowly, just as everything else is in healthcare. The FHIR, HL7 FHIR standard, which is going to allow a lot of these applications to pull data on demand. So now, when Jimmy's in my office, and if I'm the surgeon, I can actually pull the surgical notes, the discharge summary, all those things from the hospital on demand. With one click, right? So I didn't need to look at that until you arrived in my office as a primary provider. And then I can say, hey, you know what, Jimmy, based on all these notes, looks like your surgery was really good. Everything looks great. And these are the next steps for you. So I think we are moving in the right direction. It's going to take, obviously, some time before everyone moves in that same direction. But I think we are headed in the right direction.
And I think, and if I could be honest, I think conversations like this, podcasts like this, and the guests that we're going to bring on and the conversations that we're going to have are all going to be things that are going to help move this forward into the right direction. Wouldn't you say so?
I think so. I think we, and you know what? I just realized, I think we said the word direction at least 10 times in the last 2 minutes. So we must be moving in the right direction.
Hopefully. Okay, well, that sounds great. And then, look, I can't wait to have further conversations with you about this. Is there anything in closing that you want to say to all the listeners out there?
I hope they want to hear from me as the last word instead of you. But yeah. You know what, Jimmy? I think we'll keep this really casual. We're going to keep it a very open conversation, not only between us, but we'll have a very open conversation with our guests that we'll bring in from different healthcare systems, from different vendors. And let's just talk about some of the challenges that we are facing, right? And let's see what maybe we can use some actual real world examples, and maybe we can walk through some of those on our podcast. And I would really hope that this podcast is something that's useful not just for CIOs and directors, but it's actually useful for anyone interested in healthcare technology.
And it sounds like that means all of us, because at some point in time, we're going to be patients or already are, right?
Yeah, exactly. So if you work at in a hospital, if you are in any way related to healthcare tech, and if you are even just like Jimmy, who's just interested in learning more about healthcare tech, you know what? Subscribe to our podcast. There's a shameless plug right there.
That's right. Subscribe to our podcast. We're going to be on here every week talking about all things relevant to health tech. So that's it. That's a wrap for our first episode. This is me, Jimmy Kim. I'm signing off,
and this is Vic Patel, and this week in health tech.
And we'll see y'all next week. This Week in Health Tech is brought to you by Tito Inc., a trusted tech partner for health organizations.